grew up in a very small community, in a very small neighborhood, in a small city in southern West Virginia. So not up here in the panhandles, the part of West Virginia that touches Ohio. And by small, I mean most of the people that I knew went to the church that was four houses down from my house on my street. My best friend lived across the street from me. And if for some reason my best friend wasn't available, there were neighborhood children down the street around the corner who I could, you know, go and knock on the door and see if they could come out to play. So I had an old school mom, which meant that in the summertime when I was, you know, 9, 10, 11 years old, it was my job to go outside and find something to do. My mother was not very concerned about what it was as long as I was safe. And, you know, she knew that I was okay. I had to occupy myself. She would send me outside, lock the screen door, and she would tell me, you know, I have to knock if I needed to use the bathroom. And she would say, you're not gonna be coming in and out, letting flies in the house. So I couldn't, you know, be going in and out, letting flies in. I had to go outside and find something to do. So next door to my house, immediately next door, was an empty lot where I assumed there used to be a house. But by the time we lived there, it was just an empty lot. And the only thing there was a path where you could cut through to the block on the other side, you know, just behind us. And occasionally in this lot would appear an abandoned shopping cart. Now, I don't know how it got there. What I assume happened is that, you know, somebody went to Big Bear, which was the closest grocery store to us, and they got their groceries and walked them home and then just didn't bother to return the cart. But I don't really know. But to me and my best friend, this was magical. An abandoned shopping cart, it had wheels, you could get inside it, you could put things inside of it, you could push it around. We thought it was the most amazing thing ever. Now, I called my best friend recently, the same person, we're still best friends to this day, and I said to her, do you remember what it was that we did in the shopping cart that was like so amazing? And she was like, I do not. And I don't really remember either, but what I do have is this, you know, warm, fuzzy feeling, this amazing memory, and she has it too, that this was, you know, this part of our childhood that stood out to us, that stood out to us, that was near and dear to us. And, you know, when I think about it, I think it's amazing how enamored we were with this item. I was the type of kid who would make things out of just about anything. I tried to make clothes out of garbage bags. I tried to make shoes out of like pieces of cardboard and like some discarded fabric. I tried to make a banjo out of like an empty pie tin and some rubber bands. Like I was always trying to like create a thing. And so to have this shopping cart was like, the possibilities were endless. I do remember the thing that I liked the most that I thought was so cool was, you know, how when you return a shopping cart, that part that hinges and folds under, you know, you could turn it over, and to me that looked like a door, and I thought that was so cool. I don't know. For whatever reason, it was the most amazing thing in the world to me. And I look back at that time in my life, and how wonderful it was to have been so full of imagination and creativity, and the possibility of what could be. So, you know, my relationship with shopping carts now is pretty regular, as you can imagine. I use it to get my food from the store into my car, just like everybody else. But I do think about that time, you know, when it was different, and I miss it. When I was in, you know, by the time I was in high school, life changed significantly for me. My mother got very sick. Around the end of high school, I started working so that I could support myself so that my family wouldn't have to, and to support my family. So things got really heavy really quickly. By the time I was in college, I was taking my mother to appointments. I was talking with doctors about her condition and about her care. We were trying to figure out, you know, how are we going to get her to dialysis and me to class and, you know, my dad to work. It was a whole thing. So life got very heavy very quickly, and it felt then, by then, that, you know, the possibilities were much more decided for me already. There wasn't as much vastness to life. And my mother passed away when I was 26, and my younger sister came into my care. So I became her legal guardian. So by the time, you know, when I was 10, I was imagining everything that could be for an empty shopping cart in the lot next to my house. When I was 26, I was parenting a grieving teenager who had just had her life turned upside down, and my life was turned upside down too. So, you know, things were really heavy. As time went on, my sister got older. She graduated high school. You know, things started to get a little bit lighter for us overall. She started to be able to make more of her own decisions and do her own thing, which freed me up to do a little bit more of that as well. And I started to, again, remember all that creativity and imagination that I had when I was younger, all of that possibility. And I couldn't do a whole lot with it at the time. Fast forward to now, I now have a 2-year-old son. My son reminds me so much. He brings me back to that time of creativity in a completely different way. He's just tall enough. He's tall for his age, so he's just tall enough to stick both of his hands up in the air, reach up, and grab the shopping cart handle when we're at the store. And he calls it rolling. He'll say, "Mom, let's roll." And so he'll push the shopping cart when we're in the grocery store. And mind you, he's obviously not tall enough to see where he's going or what he's doing. Also, he's too young to care. So, you know, it's my job to steer the cart to make sure that we don't, you know, run into anything or anyone, which we've done a couple of times. Like, "Oh, excuse me, sorry, excuse us." But it's just so beautiful to see a little person so bursting with energy and possibility the way that I remember when I was younger. I get to see it every day now. And so I'm reminded every day of that desire that I have to be creative and to do something, you know, to figure out what's possible. And I so very much appreciate that reminder. And I feel so grateful to have him to push me towards that a little bit more each day. Thank you.